the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise 72, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another rollicking edition of the Fade 5 podcast. And as we always do, top of the show, we got tickets in hand because we're hopping aboard the Hong Kong Plus Bus. All plus money all the time. Whether in the NHL, if you're looking at the Stanley Cup Finals, it could be looking at the NBA. We still got one team left that needs a bunch of tickets to go against OKC in those finals on the diamond, or maybe the W, or someone else. I don't care, Lundy. All I need is plus money, my man. What you got?
Let's roll to the diamond, but maybe not the one you're thinking about. Let's go to the College World Series. The regionals. The regionals are getting underway today, as a matter of fact, across the country. We got our 64 teams. My Oregon State Beavers are hosting. No, I am not betting on them to win their own region, by the way. This whole season's been weird, Brad, when you talk about the idea of playing an independent schedule because of the fallout of the Pac-12 and all of that. Oregon State's a top 10 team, and there's a lot of talent on that team, but unfortunately they haven't really been tested because of the schedule that they've played. They've played a weaker than normal schedule, so that's the reason why I'm staying away. If you want some plus odds, you could take TCU to pull the upset. Anyway, let's talk about three teams that I do like that I put together to win their regions. These are somewhat heavy favorites. Let's talk about the Arkansas Razorbacks. We will also go to the LSU Tigers. More on them during bonus time, by the way. And then my despised Oregon Ducks. Yes, I will take all three of these teams to pull off the victory in their regional. And if that happens, yeah, I know this is kind of a baby seduced by the juice, but I'll take it anyway. A plus 104 over at DraftKings. If you just take those three teams to make it out of their regional and on to the super regional, you can find yourself some plus money there. Give you an idea. LSU is minus 650 to win their region. Okay, folks, like that's how you had to put some of these together. There are some pretty obvious favorites. And then there's some regions that I think are going to be fun, including the one in Corvallis that Oregon State's hosting. I'd love to see them come out of that region if they can, but the horny frogs are going to give them a hard time. Trust me. But put all of that together. Nice, easy three-legger that you can do. Found this over at DraftKings. Jump on this one while you can. Some plus odds for these teams to make it out of this weekend's regional.
And as you guys are probably watching on the YouTube broadcast, the Jacksonville Jaguars behind me just fell. The pennant just crashed and burned. So fade everything, Jacksonville. That is a sign from the gambling gods. And hopefully this one will not crash and burn. And that is Brian. Woo! And I am going to sweat profusely because I'm going to bet an under on a half a walk, taking on the Twinkies tonight on the very late night tip up there at the Starbucks City, plus 155. Y'all roll their shoulders and get seduced by that juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why am I on? Woo! To hit the under on a half a walk was pretty simple. He's done this in four of his last five games. The guy at home in 19 and third innings pitches only walked three dudes. That shakes out to 1.41 walks per nine mark, which is outstanding. And look at Minnesota over the last couple of weeks. On top of that, the third lowest base on balls percentage of any team in the bigs at 5.5% of their plate appearances. Are they earning that free pass? So you got a free swinging team that also draws a decent amount of contact. You get a guy that's always peppering the strike zone, and he has been pinpoint accurate up there at his home park. So put all together, Brian, woo, on the under a half a walk against the Twinkies, plus 155 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, it's time to wax that glass. Yeah, Lundy is looking at himself in live and living color, being the center of attention. Hi, Lundy! Now I am. And here's the reason why I like this bet. Cats and also Josh Hart, both to grab at least 10 rebounds. And that shakes out to a plus 22, pretty sexy juice here, available and built on this simple two-legger at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Hart. In this series, he's gone 13 rebounds, 6 rebounds, 10 rebounds, 11 rebounds, and 10 rebounds. So he's gone over in 4 or 5 games, averaging exactly 10 rebounds per game. In the regular season, king of consistency, 3 matchups against the Sirs, 10 rebounds, 10 rebounds, and 10 rebounds. I just need a duplication of, that's right, 10 rebounds, and that leg cashes. Now, meanwhile, with Cat, he's gone 13, 12, 15, 7, and a dozen boards in this series. So he has gone over in four of the five matchups, averaging 11.8 boards per game of the regular season. Went over in two with three games against Indiana. Look at Indiana this NBA postseason. They've also given up the fourth most opponent rebounds per game at 43.8. You know, the pace of play has got to be brisk. So the potential elimination game for the Fighting Chalamets. I think Cat and Hart both grab at least 10 boards. And look at that sexy juice, plus 182, built there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Numero cinco on the countdown. Good sir, fade or follow.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out which button to push here. you know, as I just, like, if I start just moving us around, I don't know what's happening right now. I something weird happened to my computer the last couple of days, and all my settings are off. So I don't know what's happening as I press buttons. So
I think Jacksonville again. They just their death.
It's all Trevor Lawrence's fault. I think that's a basic, you know, Mark Brunell, if we really want to dig deep on who we can blame in Jacksonville. Yeah. I do too. He was a good quarterback. First NFL jersey I ever owned, by the way.
Yeah.
Mark Brunell, Jacksonville Jaguars.
I have an extensive football trading card collection still of one Mark Brunell. It's worth roughly 75 cents.
Yeah, exactly. And that's for like 75,000 cards, because you and I grew up in the junk card era, unfortunately, when they were printing millions and millions, as opposed to these, you know, box breaks now that have become so popular. This is really smart. I'm actually surprised this one's at plus 182. When I saw you putting this together, I thought maybe we'd be sitting around, I don't know, $1.40.
Yeah,
somewhere in that range. So I think we're getting an extra 40 cents, just in my opinion, an extra 40 cents worth of value. So I jump on this one because I think this number may come down by the time we get to tip off tomorrow.
Cat, please meow on the boards, and Josh Hart go pitter pat, and we cash.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go to the diamond. Framber Valdez, I think, is going to get the win against the Tampa Bay Rays. He achieves that plus 140 there again at DraftKings Sportsbook. Houston's been great at home. They're at Minute Maid Park. They're 20-11 straight up on the season. A team that is also numero dos and WRC plus for the last couple of weeks. Now, the Rays have not been offensive slouches. The bats have been cracking. They're number seven in WRC plus over that same stretch, and they clobbered the Stros in the game last night on Thursday, but it's going to be a different time around with Framber Valdez toeing the rubber. He has won three of his last four starts. He's got a 2.53 home ERA this season and 32 innings pitched. And you look at Tampa against left-handed pitchers this season. They're only batting 227 as a team with a 649 OPS. Now, give credit where credit is due. Rays have been pretty good away from West Florida. They're 11-8 on the road straight up, but it's Framber at home. And again, Houston has been white hot at the dish. Hopefully he's going to get enough run support against Ryan Pepiot, who's going to be taking the ball for the Rays. If that is the case, Valdez will probably go at least six strong, hopefully exit with a lead, and pray that the bullpen doesn't melt like they did last night. So put it together, Framber Valdez to record the W against the Tampa Bay Rays, plus 140 at DraftKings. Zumo Quattro on the countdown. Lundy, fair to follow.
I'm still figuring out the buttons here, so I'll follow along. Yes, sure. No, I like, you know, look, you do this sometimes throughout baseball season where you pick a guy that's on the road. I told you I don't like going down that path because I think sometimes it leads to destruction, especially when you get into the bullpen time. But being at home, should be able to take care of Tampa. Fingers crossed on this one, because you might be sweating it with that bullpen, Brad.
Gonna make me sweat. Bump, 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 baby. Get it done, Framber.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go to a mammoth battle of iconic franchises as Lundy once again is the center of attention. And I'm back.
They keep changing. They keep changing, Brad. The buttons are changing.
Well, this matchup is going to be the center of everybody's attention, really, in the sports world, I think, tonight. That is the LA Dodgers welcoming the New York Yankees. Left Coast versus Right Coast. Tupac versus Biggie. And I think, ultimately, Biggie could prevail in this one because the Dodgers have underwhelmed because everybody's hurt. Everybody seems to be on the injured list right now. But same game parlay, give me Max Fried on the over 17 and a half outs, and give me Max Fried under 2.5 earned runs against LAD. And that's it. We're going to stop right there. A simple two-legger plus 138. Some sexy juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. How good has Max Fried been this season? Well, he's been magical on the road. 0.83 ERA, folks, and 32 2/3 innings pitch away from Yankee Stadium. He's also got a sky-high 56.6 ground ball rate away from the right coast with a 4.19 strikeout-to-walk split overall on the year. I mean, a guy has been painting corners, making bats miss, drawing weak contact. He's been outstanding. Meanwhile, you look at LAD, just middle of the pack in WRC Plus the last couple of weeks at number 14 in that category over that span. And then meanwhile, on the 17 and a half outs, you look at Fried. He has gone over this in 7 of his last 8 starts, and he has gone under 2.5 earned runs in all 11 starts this year. So you got a somewhat lackluster Dodgers offense right now. You got a guy that has been unbelievable on the road this season. Again, sub one ERA. And the fact, too, that he's been working deep consistently in games and not got roughed up a single time. Has had a quality start after quality start after quality start. Now, trends are made to be bucked, but I'm going to continue to back it, especially a significant plus odds. So on this SGP, Max Fried, 17 and a half over outs. Max Fried, under 2.5 earned runs against the Dodgers, plus 138 at DraftKings. No more trace on the countdown. Landy, fair to follow.
Nice one to put together. Yeah, everybody's going to be watching this game tonight. This is, you know, you look at the schedule that's on the docket. I mean, yeah, there's a good afternoon one if we're talking about the Reds and the Cubs. But yes, other than that, that's a good one for this afternoon. But other than that, yeah, all eyes will be on LA tonight when you get the Yankees and the Dodgers. I mean, how much money between those two dugouts, Brad? Like $8 billion? I don't know. Like, it, just in terms of these overall salaries of those two
teams. Trillion pesos.
Ooh, we're going pesos.
Yes, pesos.
You're already thinking about tequila, aren't you?
Yeah, naturally. You know what I'm also thinking about? My site, thegamingjuice.com. Go there, you jackwagons, and sign up for a free account. I got all my fantasy football positional rankings, updating those throughout the entire summer based on some of the information that I'm picking up here and there. You want to check that out for quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends in a half-point PPR setting. You can. I don't charge you a stinking dime. Lundy's always free, always accessible, always transparent spreadsheet lives there. My always free, always accessible, always transparent spreadsheet also lives there. And I'm cranking out all kinds of fresh football content throughout the summer. A brand new piece is posted yesterday on Travis Hunter and a sexy proposition available right now at DraftKings. What is it? Well, you got to go. You read, you sign up. I don't charge anything. It's absolutely free. Go to thegamingjuice.com. Click converse and cash. .. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. I actually remembered my slogan. Way to go, Evans. I am going to go to the NBA, and a game is going to be played on Saturday in a back-against-the-wall scenario for the New York Knicks. But the Sirs at home, are they going to be dishing out Hoosier hospitality? John Mellencamp demands it, apparently. Though I don't think it's at all necessary. Talk smack to the Knicks fans. You know, talk dirty. Throw F-bombs. I don't care. They're going to throw right back at you anyway. It's the NBA. As long as no punches are thrown, there's no damage done. So belittle those Knicks fans if they do travel there, especially one Ben Stiller, though I do love many of his shows, especially the ones airing on Apple TV, that one being called Severance. But anyway, I digress. Tyrese Haliburton. 2 or more steals. I think he's going to be a kleptomaniac with those hands. The fact that you're getting this at plus 135 is too attractive to pass up. Available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Haliburton has done this in 4 straight games in this series. He's gone 1 steal, 2 steals, 3 steals, 4 steals, and 2 steals. And he was kind of lousy in the last matchup there at MSG. So he's done this in 4 of the 5 games. He's averaging 2.4 steals per game in this series. And he, look what he did in the regular season against the Knicks. I only did this one time, but he did do it one time in three matchups. And the Knicks, sure, they've allowed the fourth fewest opponent steals per game this NBA postseason at 7.0, but they have had proneness to being sloppy at times, coughing up the rock, and Tyrese Halliburton with that wide wingspan and those active hands, I think he's going to slap some leather and steal and pocket a couple of those swipes. And if we get that on the box score, plus 135 there at DraftKings. And again, pace of play plays a factor. High possession means more chances that this could ultimately hit. So Lundy put all together, numero dos in the countdown. Tyrese Halliburton with those active hands. Two or more steals against the Knicks. Plus 135 at DraftKings. Fade or follow.
Should we put Halliburton's dad and Mellencamp together, like on one of those CMT Crossroads episodes?
Oh, yeah.
What if we put the two of them together and then also brought in McAfee? And anybody else that you want to. I don't care. Bring Spike Lee.
Reggie Miller. Sure.
Let's do just an overall cage match amongst all the fans of the different teams, right? I'd be okay with that. Like, give them some incentive. Put like an autographed Caitlin Clark jersey in the middle of the cage.
Yeah, let him fight it.
And whoever wins gets it. Something like that. I don't know. Halliburton for the steals, yes. With the pace in this game, I think he will hit this. He might hit it by halftime. I've got to be honest with you. I think this may be one of those things where just the way this game is going to flow, he's going to manage to get this done. Could be some sloppiness in there. You know, Pacers feeling a little bit of pressure after losing that game five.
Hoosier Hospitality, get the hell out of here with that. It's the NBA playoffs, bro.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 countdown. And it's one I know Lundy is going to double down. I already know the answer to this one because I saw him working into the script pre-show, and he's like, I'm going to drop this at plus money. Oh, this is a dandy of a selection. I'm like, dude, I have that at number one. He's like, crap. And he had to flip it up, and he went to the College World Series and said, so I know where his mind is, and it's on the same wavelength as mine because we're numbers nerds, and we like doing simple research. Numero uno on the countdown today, Matt Olson. I think he's going to hit the over 1.5 total bags against the Red Sox, plus 125. They're at BetMGM. Why is this numero uno on the countdown? Well, it's very simple. It's all about the history card against Lucas Giolito, a man that he has rocked his world repeatedly in his MLB career. He's faced him 13 times. He has collected 7 hits against Giolito. And of those 7 hits, 4 have gone of the long ball variety. So he's got 4 home runs and a 2062. That's obscene OPS against Giolito in his career. I understand he's only batting 242 here in the month of May. Yes, he's got a subpar 839 OPS this month as well, but he's gone over this prop in 8 of his last 11 games. So he is starting to really kind of reach a boiling point right now. And to look at Giolito, 5.27 ERA and nearly a 40% hard hit rate allowed, a supreme matchup. And that's why I believe Matt Olson cashes the over on 1.5 total bags against the Bo Sox, plus 125 at BetMGM. And Lundy, I know the answer. Fade or follow.
Yeah, I wasted my time there putting my plus money. This is insane that this is plus money, people.
Yes, it really is.
This is really dumb. Dumb. D-U-M-M. This is dumb, okay? Take this, which probably means he'll go, you know, like I got screwed by Ronald Acuna Jr. yesterday in game 2 of the doubleheader. His history, very similar to what we're talking about here with Olson. And he went 0 for 4 with a walk. I mean, you got 5 at bats and all I needed was one effing hit. That was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Ronnie, just one, baby. Just one. I know you're back from the IL and all that, but just one. One, dude. One. Uno. Un. Hit. That's it, jackass. All right. Anyway, can you tell I missed out on a pretty decent parlay because of that? I didn't even go nuts. All I wanted was a hit. This one, it's probably going to be the same thing. He's going to get up there. It's going to be like the other night with Harper. You know, you get plunked in the elbow and then you're out. And there goes every parlay that I involved Bryce Harper in which was, I think, 3 of them the other night. So, yeah, that sucks. Of course I'm in on this. I tried to make it my plus bus. What the hell?
Maddie, just simply make us some money, baby, and we'll be cashing in number one here on the Fade 5 Countdown. But you know what else is coming. It's bonus time! Bonus time! Whether you're looking at the Stanley Cup playoffs, whether you're looking at the NBA, whether you're looking on the Diamond, the WNBA, maybe some futures in the world of the NFL or college football, maybe going back to the College World Series, Lundy, feed me more bets! Feed me.
We're going to try to be able to do that. First of all, you know me, dude. I ain't doing your damn NFL futures, okay?
I got plenty of money at GameFuse.com. Go there, folks. It's free.
No. Stop it. I'm not, like, just seriously, stop it. All right, Brad wants me to be able to do a hockey pick for us. First and foremost, the Stanley Cup Final does not get underway until Wednesday. So we got some time before we're going to be able to do this. But this one's fascinating because you got Florida, you got Edmonton. In terms of series future, they actually are both at minus 110. That's how even everybody thinks this is. This, to me, is entirely going to come down to whether Edmonton can do it on home ice or not. Because from top to bottom, from a roster standpoint, if you take everything into account, Florida should repeat. It's just that simple. This is a rematch of last year's finals. Florida won it, and Florida should likely repeat. But if Edmonton can get anything done at all on home ice, and if Connor McDavid can look like McJesus, then Edmonton can pull it off. I think it happens. I am taking Edmonton. I believe the cup finally goes back north of the border for the first time in quite a while. So I do have a bet on Edmonton at minus 110 to take the Stanley Cup final and to get their revenge on last season. But you got to take care of home ice, Oilers. Otherwise, Florida is going to make you pay when you head down to America's Wang. Brad, what do we do with the Rockies? We pick on them. We fade them. We do all of that. You know what else we do? We especially do that with a guy who I love personally. He's a great dude. But when Kyle Freeland takes the mound, especially on the road, he is going to get rocked. So here is the SGP that I put together. This one's payday over at DraftKings is a plus 135. First and foremost, we take the Mets on the run line because that's what you do against the Rockies, -1.5. We will then take Kyle Freeland to allow at least 5 hits in the time that he is on the bump. And I say one of those hits will belong to Francisco Lindor. So if you put all 3 of those legs together, Lindor for a hit, Freeland to allow at least 5 hits, and the Mets on the run line -1.5, that is plus 135 over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Also kind of like Ketel Marte to, I don't know, let's take him to go yard tonight. Let's just go crazy with the Cheese Whiz. If you want to stick with total bases, go for it. But I might just get crazy and take him to go yard tonight at home against Washington. I'm just throwing out a home run bet. I'm still on tilt from all the crap that's happened the last couple of days.
Yeah, I got killed last night too.
The same kind of thing keeps happening. And then I told you I was going to come back around to the LSU Tigers. LSU is really good, folks. If you want to bet on the College World Series and you want some decent, you know that I don't like season-long futures, but when we talk about this type of a future, we're only talking about a few weeks from now in Omaha, okay? LSU is plus 400 at Caesars to win the whole thing, okay? But at DraftKings, they're plus 600. It's a 50% higher rate, and I think LSU is the team to beat. I think the way the regionals and the super regionals aligned, I think LSU actually has a pretty decent path to be able to get back to Omaha as they consistently do. This Tigers team is so good. They've got the pitching. They've got the hitting. They do really well in the field, especially in the infield. So all of that together, I cannot resist the fact that DK is giving me 50% better odds, no boost, no nothing. It's plus 400 at Caesars. It's plus 600 at DraftKings. And I love this time of year in part because my Oregon State Beavers have been good at baseball and been good at baseball for a while. So it's given me something exciting to be able to watch. But this LSU team, I mean, damn it, man, they are good. I know Vandy took over the number one ranking. Vandy's good, but I think that's a bit of fool's gold. I think LSU has the experience and they can get it done. So plus 600 at DraftKings. If you're sitting on a free bet or something like that, that you just want to throw in for the next month or so and see what happens, that's what I would recommend because it's a pretty decent payday. As always, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's go to the Team Huevos parlay play of the day, and it's picking on Kyle's friendly Rockies, or I call them the Colorado Pebbles. Oh, same gamer, give me the Mets, -1.5 on the run line. Man, they're going to win by 2 or more runs. Let's leg numero dos, Brandon Nimmo.
This is cracking me up, man. You and I did basically the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just went ballsy and said he's going to do 5 hits, and I took Lindor instead.
Yeah, I took it a step down. I mean, you could actually put both of them on parlays.
On the Rockies.
That's it. That's what I keep doing.
It's all you have to do.
Yeah, I mean, they're all paid for, 26 wins, which is going to be a modern-day Major League Baseball record low.
Folks, since the start of the Major League Baseball season, the Nuggets have 10 wins. The Rockies have 9. Okay.
That's like this.
Oh my God. Go ahead. Finish your SGP. I already gave you the reasons for 2 of these 3 legs. The only difference is Nimmo.
Yeah. And I'm just going to dive in on Nimmo. So again, same game parlay, Mets -1.5 of the run line. Kyle Freeland, Letty says 5 more hits. I'm going to take it down a step to 4 or more hits. Then Brandon Nimmo to get 1 of those 4 hits +120 available there at DraftKings. Again, just really focusing on Nimmo. He's got a hit in 3 straight games. I know he's only batting .238 in the month of May, but a guy that was done quite better against left-handed pitchers, 41 points higher with the batting average on this season. He's also 4-for-11 lifetime against Kyle Freeland, who has given up over a 40% hard hit rate this year. So again, the Team Huevos parlay play of the day, similar to Lundy, same gamer, Mets -1.5 the run line, Brandon Nimmo to get a hit, and Freeland to give up 4 or more hits +120 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Additional bonus time, bonus time. Let's go back to the NBA and the Eastern Conference Finals. Pascal Siakam, I think he's going to drain not one, but 2 threes. He does that, it's +140 right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. He's only done this a couple of times in the series, averaging 1.4 makes per game from way downtown and chucking 3 exactly 3s per game, but it's a very appreciable clip at 46.7%. In the 2 games there at home at Cambridge, 3 for 6. So he's gone over on this prop one time and under in the other. And you look at the Knicks, they've been up the 7th most opponent made threes per game at 12.6 at a 34.6% clip that they give it up. So again, I'm getting sucked in, getting seduced by the juice of Pascal Siakam, 2 or more made 3s at +140 on Saturday. They're game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. All right, back to baseball. I got 2 dandies for you that I absolutely love. Let's go to Kyle Harrison. He pitches for the San Francisco Giants. I'm going to live in a land down under on 4.5 Ks at a -120 juice, making that long road trip to Miami, taking on the Marlins. The Marlins over the last couple of weeks, Lundy, you may or may not realize this, they have the lowest strikeout rate of any team in the bigs. A lot of high contact and not, they're drawing a few walks here and there, but it's mainly the contact numbers. 16.8% of their plate appearances are they punching out. So Harris is not really a strikeout machine. I always got a 10-plus K per 9 mark on the air, but sample size, Evans, that does play a factor. He's only got 1 game started. And that was the last time out in Washington. He had 4 innings pitched and only struck out 4 in that game. He's only gone 9 1/3 innings pitched the entire year. And you look at what he did last season. In 24 games, he had a sub-9 K per 9, 8.54 to be exact, with only a 27.4% call plus swinging strike rate. So I think Kyle Harrison goes under 4.5 strikeouts on the road against the Marlins, who, again, dead last in K rate, the lowest in Major League Baseball over the last 2 weeks. And last, and certainly not least, let's ram it home with Jose Ramirez. Give me the over on total bags. I can't believe this is plus money either, Lundy. It's like Matt Olson. It's +110. It's idiotic. Grab this at BetMGM. He is going against the LA Angels and Jose Soriano. He is 4-for-10 against Soriano's career. 3 of those 4 hits have been for home runs. And on top of that, he's one of the hottest hitters in Major League Baseball. He's riding like a 21-game hit streak. He's batting .379. That's rather robust. In the month of May, and he's gone over 1.5 total bags in 8 of his last 9 games. So put all together, great history against Soriano, wielding a scorching red hot bat. Total bags. He can get this one swing, could be the first bat. Maybe it goes over the fence. Maybe it's a double. Maybe it gets a pair of singles eventually. I don't care. Plus 110. I'm going to play that all diggity day long, knowing the history of success and the recency bias, injecting it in my veins because it is indeed one hell of a drug. All right, I'm out of breath, and we're out of time here on the Fade of Five podcast. Do us a favor, if you enjoy this little gig, by all means, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, Fader, follow us. Follow Lundy on the X, where he's always giving it to you there, at Nate Lundy. I do the same, at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com, you Jim Jackson. Sign up for a free account. Check out all of our free spreadsheet picks. You might want to fade me. I'm ice cold right now, admittedly. I'm down nearly 6 units this week in Major League Baseball, but the week ain't over yet. So hopefully, fingers and toes crossed, I reverse course starting tonight. I'm going to the Cubs game on Saturday, taking the fam up. I got to watch the Cubs, who won 12 of the last 15, hopefully take down the Reds. Ben Brown, don't suck, which you've done way too often here of late. I'm taking on Nick Lodolo, and I'm going to freeze. It's going to be like 57 degrees there by the lake tomorrow. But, hey, that's why they serve beer, and that's why they serve hot two meats. And I'm going to layer up and enjoy the game. So I'm going to prepare mentally an exit right now. Lundy is already
– tube meat.
Hot tube meat. I'm telling him. Everybody loves it except for my wife. Lundy he's gotta prepare mentally for the back
again. I'm minimizing you on that one, like that. Yeah. that's your payment for making that comment.
Yeah, well, it's a God's honest truth. I'm sorry. Look at me, America. Can he blame her? No, I can't. All right, for the outstanding Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow, that is up to you. Go Cubs, go!